So signs points out to God. How many are following? All right, Mark 16:17. I want you to read louder together. One, two, three, go read. And you, when you are in a church, right? You are not saved. You just go to a regular church, and then you are with a person. Let's pray. And then a person says, "Rakata rabadodo." You will know that what? No, you will know that your friend is who. No, answer me. If you are not saved, you just go to a regular church, and then you meet someone you don't know, and you say, "Let's pray." And you kneel down with your tradition in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And your friend is Radakapara. You will know who he is. Who is he? Huh? Who is he? He's a what? A believer. Why? Because of tongues. So tongues are a what? A sign. So tongues are a sign. The following sign. In my name they will speak in tongues. In my name. Now go back to the verse. It says what? In my name they will speak in tongues. And what? Cast out devils. The devil in your family, the devil in your marriage, the devil, and I wonder why you still keep them. It's a sign you don't believe. You must cast today. It's part of signs.
Oh, yes.
Casting out the devil from your life.
Oh, yes.
Casting him out of your money.
Oh, yes.
Out of your life.
Yes.
It's a sign you believe. Somebody said, "I wonder why they cast out demons. They cast out. It's a sign, my brother. Just for control. Just to prove the devil, we can cast him out." Tell you anybody, are you hearing this? What are they saying? What are they saying? What are they saying? How many here they say, "I want a sign today. I want to prove my neighbor." How many wants to prove? To say, "I want to prove to my father, to my mother, to my uncle,
oh, yes,
to my that God of Major One is alive."
Oh, yes, daddy.
So signs are to prove. Are you hearing me? Not people fighting in your office because of your church. Every day they're fighting you. And your life is going down and down. No. When people are fighting you because of your church, it is a good time to prove to them,
oh, yes,
that you are not their level.
Oh, yes, Peter.
Miracle ground. Are you hearing me? But today,
we must prove.
Say action today. It's just action.
Action today, neighbor. Action today.
Your own sister fighting for church. Why, if you're going to borrow your sister 3 weeks from now, why, if you're going to say, "Sister, do you need a new car? I can buy you one." Your sister will be like, "Wait, how? You say God of Major.
Oh, yes.
You say the same church which you have been fighting me for.
Oh, yes.
Signs and wonders.
Oh, yes, Major.
Tell me about today's action.
Today's action, neighbor.
Hodi. Hoe. Overflow of the main hall. Miracle tent. Second miracle tent. Overflow of the overflow of the overflow of the overflow. Main hall. So what is a wonder? What is a wonder? Now go to Exodus 14:31. Let's read together. I want to go read. All right, read again. Now give me Message translation. Let's read together. One to the go read. And realize the tremendous power that God brought against the Egyptians. The people were in relevant. All because God, before God entrusted in God and his servant, Moses. Now, just go to Psalm 40, verse 5. 1, 2, 3, go read. All right, give me King James Version. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. Now give me New King James Version. Read it. Oh Lord, my God, are your wonderful works. Now, give me NIV. Just NIV. Now, read again. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, there would be too many to declare. Say wonders.
Wonders.
So what are wonders? What are they? A wonder, it is what God performs that people does not just point to him, but they point at you and at God. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? A sign is to make people look at God and say, wow. But a wonder, people be like, how can you do this? So a wonder makes people. That's what the Bible says. People were amazed how God did it. And they feared God. And feared who? Moses. Tell me about today. A wonder is going to happen. That people will not just talk about God. They will also talk about you. You see, a wonder, it is what God does, people want to believe it. It is what makes people not believe. Just the word itself, a wonder, is a question mark. To say how? How? Jesus walking on waters, how? That's why his own disciples could not believe. They said, no, that is a ghost. It is a wonder. How? It gives a big question mark of how. And many, they call it fake. They call it false. Because it's just too much to be true. Tell them about a wonder.
A wonder.
Say they will wonder. They will say how. Imagine all your friends, they know you have no boyfriend. They know that. Now imagine a week from now, you're inviting them to your wedding. It is a what? That's it? Imagine yesterday you were borrowing money from somebody. And they know you borrowed money from them.
Oh, yes.
Now imagine, and they know the car you are driving, the skolokolo. They know you are broke. They actually know. They are your best friends anyway. Now imagine a month from now.
Oh, yes.
You are meeting them in a new Rolls Royce.
I see.
It is a what?
A wonder.
They'll say, hey. And you're walking out of your machine. Before you walk out, your shoes only, speaking in tongues.
Oh, yes, that is.
And then you walk out. They normally never hugged you when they meet you. All of a sudden, they want to hug you. It is a what?
A wonder.
They're like, they can't stop looking at your car. Yo. They are moving around your car. Like, ah. It is a what?
A wonder.
It is not a sign. It is a wonder.
Oh, yes.
They are pointing at you.
Oh, yes.
And they are pointing also at it like, no. How?
Hey.
You tell them, you say, I will tell you how.
Hey.
I went to Pretoria.
Oh,
it was on a Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Say, I need a wonder.
I need a wonder.
Woo. You go home. You go home. It's a wonder. You know, people say, I'm praying. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, answer my prayer. There are things you don't need them to pray. You need not just God to answer you. You need a wonder.
Oh, yes.
You see, do you know, when the Israelites were coming with Moses, the Egyptians were going to say, now we are killing them. You see, enemies will wait for you at a place to put you under siege. When they were walking, there was no sea ahead of them. They never followed them. They only followed them the time there was a sea ahead of them, because they knew they had nowhere to escape. Ladies and gentlemen, you see now that you are now facing your problem. That's when our more problems are what? Because they know you have nowhere. Now hear me. That is a time you need a wonder.
Oh yes, Daddy.
Now, as they were coming, a sea parted. They crossed. After crossing, the enemies also wanted what? And they all died in the water. And the Pharaoh said, And the people of Israel, they look at Moses and say, Moses, how? They said, this is a wonder. They feared God and they feared Moses. You see, when wonders are done, you see people come in like, yo. Hallelujah. I forgot to speak in my name. I'm from KwaZulu-Natal. Yo, Papa is dangerous. That is a time where you see, people that begin to attack men of God. They say, no, people are worshiping a man of God. No, it's not worship. It is just a wonder. A wonder will make people look at a man of God and say, no. They say, hi, go. Now something is wrong somewhere. Because they say what? A wonder. Say a wonder. Say again, a wonder. Say wonder. You need a sign to change your what? To change your what? Your season. And number two, a sign to what? To point the direction. That is not me, but who? God. Number two, a wonder. Well, what does it do? What does a wonder do? What question does it give to people? Hey, Wana. Juan. How? God will do a thing that in the history of this nation, it has never been done on you. Put your hands for Jesus. God will do something. Are you hearing me? Yes. Tell your neighbor next to you to say, I neighbor. I'm looking for this.
I am looking for this.
Okay, now let me take you to Isaiah 8, verse 18. 1, 2, 3, go read. King James Version. Now read in King James Version together. 1, 2, 3, go read. and my children are for what?
Signs and wonders.
Imagine you as a parent to say that statement. I and my children are for what? No, no, give me back the verse. Give me back the verse. One, two, three, go. Read it. Wait. Now, let's do it in this way. Let's now remove your children. Let me now, where there's a word children, let me now put my spiritual children.
Who is daddy?
My sons and my spiritual daughters.
Oh yes, Father.
We are for what?
Signs and wonders.
Tarabadu de Pradika.
I receive it.
The Bible says, I and my children. We are for what? For signs. A sign, a miracle, something that's going to happen that it will make people say, wow, his time has changed. His day has changed. His season has changed.
Oh, yes.
His weather has changed.
Oh, yes.
They will look at you and say, is this the same man we knew?
Oh, yes,
because a sign will change everything around you.
I receive it.
And a wonder, they will say, how? A man who was born blind. Imagine a man was born blind. And then he goes and he meets Jesus. He opens eyes. That's not a miracle. It is a wonder. It is a wonder. It is like, how? The Bible says they took the man into the temple and they said, no, explain to us. You must say they paid you. Isn't the Bible there? Elders of the church took a man into a temple who was healed by Jesus. Say, sir, please, you must say you are not healed by him. The man said, I cannot lie. A man. He touched me. They said, no, don't you know that man is a sinner? The man who was healed, he said, I don't care whether he's a sinner or not.
Oh, yes.
What I know, I was blind, but now I can see.
Ah!
Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and made me.
Put a hand on Jesus Christ. You want how? How? They said how. They took a man. They said, no, wait a minute. He said, okay, I'll wait for you. They said, we'll call your parents. They took a man. These things of men of God calling people in churches and trying to began a long time ago. So they took a man, you know, in the church. Are you here? They took a man in the church. Now, John chapter 9, verse 3. Just see something there. John 9, 3. What does the Bible say? One, two, three, go read. All right, now let's go. Let's go from verse 1. I think for some people to understand this. Verse 1, what does it say? Are you hearing that statement? From what? I'm telling you, that's not a sign. That is a what? How can that man see? Okay, verse 2. All right. What does it say? Do you understand that? People think you're a sinner. That's why you're in that situation. Somebody came to me. I was passing through a certain moment. He was like, maybe there was something wrong we did. I said, shut up. Do you know the meaning of righteousness? I said, the answer I gave him is in verse 3. The disciples said, did we sin? Verse 3 said what? Do you understand? You have not done a sin for you to be in that mess. But God, the works of God to be revealed.
Oh, yes.
No, give me back the verse. Now give me New Living Translation. All right? One, two, three, go read. Now give me Message. Okay? Now, Message translation, post it in this way. All right? Okay. Now let's finish with NIV. NIV says in this way. Okay? One, three, go read. Okay, now tell your neighbor, neither me or you sinned.
Neither me or you sinned.
And I continue. Said Jesus, but do you understand? It's not because you made a mistake. That's why you're in that situation. No. God will never punish you with a physical punishment for a mistake you did. The punishment for your mistakes and sins is hellfire. There'll be time you put you in the fire. Not now. What you're passing through is not because God is punishing you. Time to judge is not yet now. What you're passing through is because God allowed it so that He can reveal. I'm in debt. I am sick, yes, so that He can manifest His power.
Oh, yes.
People are fighting me. Let's see who is powerful, people and your God.
Oh, yes.
Now, let's continue. Verse 4, right. As long as this day, we must do the work of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. Verse 5, the Bible says, keep on giving the verses. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors. I told you about your neighbors, eh? Who had formerly seen him begging, borrowing, struggling, sick, lonely. Isn't this, go back verse 8, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Parabada. When a wonder happens today,
oh, yes.
People will say, is this not the same person
oh, yes,
who used to sit down and